Okay, everyone, it's 6 p.m. If you can grab a chair, we're going to get started. All right, we're calling this meeting to order officially, 6 p.m. My name is Bayer Vella. Recognize most faces in the crowd from last go-around. There are a few formalities I need to take care of because this is technically a study session of all boards, commission, the East Advisory Council, as well as town council. So a few housekeeping things we need to take care of. First bit of business is to do a quick roll call. You know it is, but my voice really isn't working, so I'll put it a little closer to my mouth. So appreciate that. All right. Roll call. I'm going to go through the boards, commissions, and councils, and just ask the folks that are present. I'm going to call your name, and just quickly, if you would, say present, and we'll move through this as quickly as possible and get to the meat of things tonight. All right, just like I did last time, I'm going to show my bias on my favorite group, and that's the Youth Advisory Council. Very quickly, Riley Goodwin. Thank you, Riley. Ken O'Brock. Christian Kirkland. All right, fantastic. Board of Adjustment, Tom Gribb. Stephen Roach, online.
Stephen is here.
Stephen is here. Okay, good deal, good deal. All right, and that would do it for the Board of Adjustment. Budget and Finance, folks. All right, we have John Fortunato. Thank you, John. Jennifer Carr. Heather Laird. Welcome. All right, Historic Preservation Commission. Avi Lee.
Here.
Thank you. Michael Paul.
Here.
Fantastic. Parks and Rec Board. We have Gary Temple. Joanne Moodhart. Fantastic, Joanne. And Philip Saletta is online. Planning
Here.
And Zoning Commission. Jake Harrington.
Here.
Hey, Jake. Skeet Posey. Where are you, Skeet? Hey there. Kim Outlaw Ryan.
Here.
Where are you? There you are. There you are. Anna Clark.
Here.
Hey, Anna. Let's see. And Hal Bergsma is here as a ex-commission member, jumping in the mix. All right. Water Utility Commission. Kay Lentow.
Here.
Thank you, Kay. Stormwater, we have Gary Mattson.
Here.
Richard Hawkinson.
Here.
Thanks, guys. All right, Town Council, Mayor Joe.
Here.
Thank you, Mayor. Joyce Jones-Ivy.
Here.
Hey, Joyce. I know we've got a Mo Green in the house.
Here.
There he is. Very good. All right, I think that's the round robin. And me, the person closest, most in front of me. This is just like when I lose my car keys or my glasses. They're always on the top of my head. So apologies, Vice Mayor Barrett. So present. All right, thank you, guys. All right, so I just read off a list, and there are obviously quite a few other folks here that aren't on a board and a commission. In the spirit of being inclusive, because that is what the general plan is all about in community outreach, we're going to invite you again, just like last time, to participate. So we're going to ask you to jump into some of these exercises we're doing today. I want to go through some other quick items. One is... a massive thank you for all the work that you did last time. We covered a lot of ground. We're going to cover a lot of ground today. We've got several different exercises. I'm going to get into those particulars, but I want to make sure, again, everyone here feels welcome. I want to make sure everyone here is well-fed, and everyone's aware there are restrooms over the side if you need to go. I really would like to keep this entire meeting loose and very informal, and very conversational. Okay, so not super structured like you normally see in most study sessions. Today is about having a conversation and learning from you folks, in terms of satisfying our number one purpose. Our number one purpose, and the four meetings that we're having are all aligned to achieve this, and that's to ensure that we have a program for community engagement that's going to be successful. A lot of you heard me last time describe, we are right now building the foundation that in my mind determines success of the general plan. A successful general plan means and aligns with the idea that a good process generally means a good outcome. So right now we're working on process, process-centric, process-focus. So we have four meetings. You can see them on the slide. We've obviously done one. Each one of these meetings, you can read the themes much quicker than I can read them for you. Those are all core building blocks toward creating what is called a community engagement plan that will ultimately go before the commission and town council. So you can see each one of these blocks is going to have an outcome and result that we're going to plug and play into a plan that ultimately we'll be putting back in front of you for consideration before we polish it up for commission and council consideration. All right, so this is the program for tonight. So we're going to spend a little time, very little amount of time, recapping the last meeting, and then we're going to ask you a question. All right. What makes community outreach great? So we're going to ask all of you to tell us, and we're going to have an idea generating exercise, and then also a consensus building exercise to try to bring that together. We're creating values. What are the core values relative to community engagement that we need to stay true to throughout the entire general plan process? And then we're going to ask you what might seem a simple question, but it's actually a very involved one, and that's who should be engaged? Who should we invite into the tent? We're going to work on a list. We're going to develop lists so we know up front, who our target audience is, and audience is plural. Okay. All right. As far as recap of meeting number one, who was here at the last meeting? Okay, so majority of folks, a couple of folks weren't. So I'm going to speed through this fairly quickly. All right, so in your packet was a very brief, high-level, 50,000-foot level set of minutes. We're not voting on minutes tonight, but I want everyone to take a moment. If you hadn't had a chance to let me know if the minutes reflect the last meeting. Did we get the roll call right? And basically the minutes just kind of provide, these are the things we did, just like you do usually see at your board and commission meeting. Ultimately, the minutes are all going to go en masse to town council for approval, rather than having each board and commission have to visit the minutes and vote on them separately. So, and our rules allow us to do that. So, if you've had a chance, everyone seem okay with the minutes. You certainly can get to me tomorrow if you haven't had a chance to look at them. Seeing some head nods, so I'm going to push on. All right, last meeting, we spent a fair amount of time asking this question. What does the general plan mean to you? What you see on the right side of this slide is a whole lot of post-its. And you've got a handout with this information because I realize it's hard to read that screen way up there. So these are the post-it notes that Ms. Sims was frantically typing while everyone was speaking. Okay, and what we did is we siloed those into different categories. We were looking for ones that seemed to fit together. And out of that, we drafted, and the key word is draft, we drafted some statements. And you can, again, read those much faster than I can read them for you. But I think, for me, the first two really jump out as far as being loudly important. And really, the fact that general plan declares what's important to the community. It's the community's document. There's ownership by the community. Very much a founding principle. So this is a first cut at writing up what we think we saw. This is going to go through a polish with our consultant. And then it's ultimately going to come back to you to critique when you get a rough draft. So those are some of the core items. Meeting number one, we also asked, hey, what's changed in the community since the last general plan, since 2016? Or, you know, if you haven't, if you weren't living in Oro Valley in 2016, what changes have you seen? So what you can see are really, again, we pushed those post-it notes into different silos, and the words to the left reflect that. There have been changes in population. There have been changes in transportation. It sounded like for the better overall, minus the fact that there's more traffic. And I think there was a lot of nice notes about improvements in parks and rec and the fact that those types of services are in more demand. Quick recap, we also, again, keeping going in the changes in the community, you can see the different categories, employment and services. The nature of those have changed. Development and growth. I heard it pretty loud and clear that there are concerns about development and growth. And water really stood out as a very, very important topic. And also a change is just... under the heading of community. So again, these are all quick stabs. And if you'd like to take the time and provide us edit notes over the next day or two by Tuesday, please do. But just know, again, we're going to keep polishing and you're going to get this back in a comprehensive document and you'll have ample time to take a look and provide suggestions. All right, we also finally, another important item was we asked, well, when we do go out and start having conversations with folks, what are the topics should we expect to hear? We all know this list is not finite or even close to being final. We're not going to know till we get out there, but we're planning. So what you can see in terms of this list is actually a ranked priority of out of this meeting, what you told us, what were the top topics, principal of which being water. All right. We're moving into really the meat of meeting two, and that's wanting to learn and talk about what values that we need to identify and maintain through the entire general plan process relative to community engagement. Last go around in 2016, we learned a thing or two, okay? You can see the list of assumptions, all right? We assume, based on our experience in 2016, that community ownership is king. That is number one. And that needs to be promoted and made real from day one. That is critical for voter approval. We also know that being inclusive is absolutely critical. And as well as recognizing and assigning an appropriate budget to get the job done. And that's going to be all part of this community engagement plan, trying to bring those things together. In 2016, we think and felt like we had some successes, and that the sense was, given that we were over 70% in the vote, when it was finally approved at the ballot, that we did keep the eye on the prize of community ownership. It was inclusive. The first time in memory in terms of a community engagement process for the town, we went to where people gathered. We didn't ask people to come to the council chambers. We didn't ask people to come to the rec center for an open house. We went to where they congregate. Okay, that was a huge driving focus. And guess what? Just the survey that closes tonight, where we're asking these types of questions to the community, we're close to 700 respondents. They're saying the same thing. They're reflecting some of those ideals that I just laid out. Meet us where we are. 50% of those survey folks, that was a primary focus. Meet us where we are. Make it easy. Make it easy for me to participate. And that leads straight into the opportunities in terms of lessons learned. We think we know we can up our game on transparency. We literally collected tens of thousands of Post-it notes at Starbucks, farmers markets, swim meets, et cetera, et cetera. We didn't have the software to be able to take those results next day and get them online. Okay? That went into someone's cubicle who was madly typing, trying to keep up with those. And we had Post-its all over the place. So technology is awesome. There's some great, great, great softwares that are going to allow us to make that a lot more transparent and upfront and display and share with the community. Another lesson is maintaining momentum. There are high peaks and valleys through the general plan process in terms of community engagement. We engage typically upfront intensively. Then there's a lot of more behind-the-scenes work, trying to craft policies, working with committees. And there's a lull in terms of the community knowing what's going on because of this committee work. We want to get rid of that lull. We want to make sure folks are tracking along with us. So at the end, when we're ramping up to get the word out about the vote, we're not have to try to, you know, spike and pull everyone back in. That's a challenge. Maintaining interest over a long period of time. And then, of course, opportunity that, which I think is plumb obvious, is trying to reach folks that we didn't get to in 2016, that didn't know about it. We got a great vote count, but there were still folks out there that never heard of it. Okay? We also have a lot of new residents since 2016, and we want to reach those folks. So those are all, I think, important elements. And a primer to our first exercise, okay? So you just listen to me prattle on about important values, important lessons learned. We want to ask you this very simple question. Community outreach is best when? We're going to ask you to fill in the blank. So we're going to ask you to provide a lot of ideas, and then we're going to work on trying to prioritize those. And the way we're going to do that is you see more than a few Post-it notes around the different tables. So what I wanted to ask everyone to do is every pile here has 5 Post-it notes. Just go to any table. It doesn't matter. And the colors don't matter, okay? So I want you to write 5 answers on 5 separate Post-it notes, okay? And then head over to the wall in the very back where you see those lovely symbols and just throw it up on the wall. I don't care where you put it. Just put it up on the wall, all right? So my ask is, please don't write a PhD dissertation on your Post-it note. So phrases are awesome, just enough detail to know what you're saying. Because one of the things we're going to do, and write large, okay? So folks, we're all going to gather around that area, and we're going to have an exercise where we're going to ask different participants to read and show and identify patterns that you're seeing, okay? So please don't write in 8 font, all right? Again, so 5 different answers to that question. And then it's head over to the wall, anywhere on that wall, just post it on up, all right? And then I'm going to explain what we're going to do next once we get there, all right? So if you would, pick a table, pick any table. Grab 5, grab a pen, and let's get going.
And we're answering this?
Yes, yes, answering that question. You want to try one of these chairs? So, one answer per sheet. One answer per sheet.
One answer or 5 answers?
You're always consistent. One answer per sheet. Yeah, one answer per sheet.
Now, are we supposed to fill out 5 sheets now?
Yeah, all 5. Go for it, all 5.
Oh, that's not fair.
Yeah. Please fill out all 5. And when you're ready, just head on over. Post it up on the wall. Okay. Now, I don't know.
The brakes on the knob.
You want some?
And if the person online under Philip and Carolyn, we are unmuting you. If you have some ideas to share, we'll write them down for you.
Okay. Transparent. High participation. Easy. Covers different groups. And last is results are shared.
Great, thank you. We have those and we're going to put them on the wall for you. And if Councilmember Nicholson, if you want to join, you're also on unmuted as well.
Okay, thanks. Sorry, I just got home from, and I'm eating dinner with family, but I am on. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. So we're answering the question, community outreach is best when, and we're trying to come up with values. So if you have five things that just come to the top of your head to finish that sentence, we can jot them down for you. But if we just put you on the spot, you can also wait to hear the conversation and add in.
Doing as many ways to do outreach, I guess, to get the word across.
Great. And Board Member Roach, if you have any ideas, we're trying to unmute you, but you may need to unmute on your end.
They say I have to have a microphone so we can record what's going on. So I'm going to need to be slavish to it. All right. So a lot of ideas very quickly, which is fantastic. We're going to go through an exercise right now of sorting these, discussing these, and trying to figure out what's important, what's really important in all of this. So I'd like to ask for three volunteers, and there's a stipulation on the volunteers. You have to be tall. I'm sorry, folks that are shorter. You know, we have a height issue. one tall person. Yes. So, or you don't mind climbing up on a chair. Either way, there you go. So three folks, so I don't have to call on people. All right. Three folks, just come on. All right, Anna, come on up. All right, Riley, come on up. I'll take you, Hal. Come on, please. All right. Only if I have a camera ready. Only if I have a camera ready. All right. So Riley. Joyce, Hal, so what we want to do is, you see those symbols up there, which I promise you have no meaning whatsoever. We're going to try to give them meaning, okay? We're going to try to create silos under each of those, okay? Right now, they don't mean anything. But the exercise right now is we're going to try to find like statements, So I see a lot of things involving making sure we include everyone. Find all those post-its and put it under a column. If you get stuck, we're all back here to cheer you on and supervise and throw out ideas. So if you would, just go at it. Go at it. Right. So many people participate. Find ones that are similar and start grouping them.
Okay, so okay. Here's one. Everyone participate, and
here's another one.
Okay.
I see no one feels left out is over here in green, and then there's it's equitable is over here in blue. So
no one's left out?
Oh, but I'm in the way.
As a blue engaging the. I could probably be with.
Oh, there's two. It's fun engaging and it's fun.
Put that in the same column.
When you're back here, it seems to be.
Where is easily accessible? Isn't an upside down post-it a meaning of distress or a signal of distress?
Right, so that's just for fun. Yeah, same.
Where they are. Some of those are just barely hanging on there.
I ripped that one on and off.
Can we put easy?
All right, everyone, let's try to wrap this up the next 3-4 minutes. And if you would, it really would help if we can see more distinct columns forming here. So if there's to try to get everything somewhat aligned under symbols the best you can. All right. I just heard a declaration. It's as good as it's going to get. All right. If we could pull everyone over here. All right. So I would like to ask for a volunteer, preferably someone who identifies with what's going on in the silo. All right, involves consistent approach, convenient, it's organized, detailed. Can I have a volunteer real quick that hasn't already volunteered? Tom, thank you. Come on up, Tom. I don't know. Come on.
What do you want?
What do you see? What are the patterns you see? What's going on in this silo? And ultimately, I want help naming this silo. And if you see something that belongs, why is that there? It should be over here. That's game two. Tom, what are you seeing under the square? You're the square.
Yeah, well, for one thing, it's got to be, people are saying convenient, accessible. So that goes back to the theme earlier about we go to them. We don't force them to come to us. So we get everybody involved in that regard. Equitable and all inclusive kind of goes together with me. So I'm not sure it belongs here rather than over there. But anyway, other than that, let's see. Well organized, cohesive, detailed.
Details, yeah.
Yeah, detailed. Yeah. Timely and relevant. Anyway, those are the main things that I see.
All right. What's a good heading?
Design, maybe?
Her design?
Design.
Easy design, convenient design.
But I think that the design of how the outreach happens in and of itself, that people are more likely to respond to a survey if it's easy, fast, and accept, you know, that you know you only have 3 or 4 or 5 minutes at the most to engage with somebody, so the design of you do that outreach is really critical. So it's organized, convenient, accessible, timely, relevant. You know, that's what I see there. Is that it?
Well, that's to see organized mean not just the documents well organized, but also the approach is well organized. The way we meet, we get to go out and engage people, that's all very well organized.
Great. That's our heading.
Thanks,
Tom. So everyone, please look at the next silos. If there's one that you're really jazzed to jump in for, I'm going to go through those and keep asking for volunteers. Jake, you mind throwing me a pen back there? Joe, please, grab a pen. Get up there. Organized.
You can carry on.
Tell you what, Joe, I see the word organized right here.
There you go.
Look at that. All right.
Oh, you got one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There we go. So as they say, vote early and vote often, right?
That is food.
All right, who's feeling kind of plus-like? Who's a plus person? Mo?
That's my who column.
That's your who column. What's going on in there, man? Tell me what the pattern is you're seeing. What are the truths you're seeing in there? And what's a good heading for it?
Would be another heading. Broad is on there. That kind of exhausts my vocabulary.
What does it mean when it says best when the outreach is not excessive with all those other things?
Anyone? Anyone want to venture that one?
That's really more of a how. Moderation.
Don't bug us too much about this.
There you go.
Should that be more organized?
Yeah, maybe it means planners should invite themselves over to folks' home for dinner to talk about the general plan. All right.
Don't worry, it's
bad. So what's my heading, gang?
The who or the audience?
Who is the focus on intended audience? Diverse audience? Who? Joe, I let you down last time, but so we'll try again. I'm waiting for someone to refer to it, make a Dr. Seuss joke here. The who's?
How? Okay. Have the honors.
There you go. I think everyone would agree that Hal is uniquely qualified for this job. all right, we've got a smiley face. I'm going to pick on someone. Skeet, I associate you with smiles. Come on up here. Come on up. Jump in, Skeet. When you look at all these post-its, what's the pattern, the story that you can tell us?
That it is inclusive,
that it's all about public involvement, and we need to include everybody, no matter what, no matter the age or education or, you know. So you would pick one out?
Gang, help me. Come on. Being inclusive is king.
Community.
Yeah.
Thank you, Skeet. You're welcome. You are. I'm going to get you. I know. All right, community is, what else? Does community, help me? We need another descriptor there.
Inclusive.
All right, inclusive. All right, Hal, would you mind grabbing an inclusive? We've got a ready-made one for you here. And go up to the smiley face. Thank you, sir. all right. Who here has a heart? Come on. Anna, you just raised your hand. Come on up. If you wouldn't mind yodeling into this, what are you seeing?
Well, it looks like I see the word engaging in just about every single one of these. We have one that's creative, so and interactive. So it sounds like this needs to be, so we need a marketer, is what I'm reading here. It needs to be engaging, interactive, and creative. So engaging's there at the top, so I don't know if we need to move anything, but.
There we go. Everybody, I see heads nodding. Anything else? All right. Sorry, Hal, you're out of work on this one. All right. Who's feeling a little three-sided? Someone want to volunteer for this one, please? I'm sorry. Oh, yes, please. Come on up. Wait, thanks for jumping in.
So for this one, I'm mostly just noticing, like, communication and results, making sure that people who participate in the community outreach know the impact that they are making.
Phenomenal. What would you guess would be a good heading for this?
I would say communication or results. Open communication, yeah.
Would open discussion work?
Yeah, open discussion.
All right, fantastic. Well done. I need a star. Do we have a star in the audience? Joanne? I got an eye roll. Come on.
All right.
Yeah, so when they were putting it together, I think, yeah. Well, I thought that was inclusive. Yeah. Yeah, this is other. Other.
Just want to call it other?
Mm-hmm.
Potpourri.
I like that. Duck soup? So can you maybe describe the range of
So it looks like it's frequent, time-consuming, has a lead. Oh, boy. Not self-serving. Yeah.
We also have this little column here that's sort of the...
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, that's sort of the second.
I don't know. Like, okay, so time sensitive, that it's frequent, that it's open to the public's opinions instead of just like political, something like that. Not biased, yeah. That it's significant, statistically significant. I don't know. It has to be, or sincere, it has to be almost like it has to have meaning to the community. Maybe that.
We're asking a lot of people invest a ton of time, so it's got to be meaningful.
Results-oriented.
It feels to me like there is a purpose. It's got to have purpose.
Results.
Authentic.
Authentic
is good.
Understandable.
Okay.
Authentic.
I like me.
So what do I do with this, with a label? Is it just the other, or is it, do we want to, it sounds like we can attach maybe four words or so, because I've been hearing some juicy stuff. Authentic.
I like the word authentic.
In addition, failure to make the cut.
Runners up.
Et cetera. Too good.
Sorry.
Meaningful.
Yeah.
Meaningful.
Yeah.
Authentic, meaningful, purposeful. I love all of those.
Yeah.
Jay, can you scribble those nice for me?
Authentic is good.
I like authentic.
There was a comment back here, so it sounds like
validity.
Validity.
Jake, sign us up.
Validity.
Come on.
There you go.
A communication plan versus the general plan. So people need to feel like it's going to make an impact. Their communications are going to be heard and implemented.
No, we have one here that says, it's meaningful. That's sort of close to that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Guys, we have to finish this exercise quick before
it's like Mission Impossible.
It's got a built-in timer on it.
It has
all right,
stick.
Jake,
there
where's my words, man?
Authentic, just bring it up.
That's fine. Okay.
What do you got on it, Jake?
Failure to make the cut, validity, and authentic. Was there something I missed?
Meaningful.
It works. Is that okay?
All right. Yes. Let's head on up there. Thank you.
All right.
Good job.
Okay.
Let's give Hal a hand for being a sport. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Drum roll. We need to summarize this. Can I ask for a volunteer that's willing to go to try to report? Someone in the background is going to be typing. Yeah. All right. It sounds like our yak is being voluntold. One of you guys up for that or anybody else?
It sounds like community outreach is best when it's organized, when everyone is involved. Well, it's inclusive.
Right.
It's inclusive, engaging. Open and valid, something along that line. That's my
ear. All right. Anybody else want to jump in? Would you like to jump in? We're on a timer, obviously.
I don't know if there's anything I would add to that.
Okay.
Just saying, I feel like the main points are discussed. A lot of participation and public involvement is really important in making sure that the public who is involved knows the impact they're making and can make the impact in a very small amount of time. And efficient.
All right. Phenomenal. That's great. Does anyone else want to jump in with anything as far as the big wrap-up? Vice Mayor.
And I put this up there, that we focus on our Oro Valley residents, since they're the ones that are ultimately going to vote on the plan. So some way to, as we go out to all these, places in the broad-based community, there are a lot that are not Oro Valley residents, so we need to make sure that at the end of the day we have something that the citizens who are going to vote on it are going to have buy-in.
Very good. So at no point can we lose track of the fact that this is an election, right? And so our next exercise, we're going to ask for help listing who the stakeholders are, and we're going to ask that very question about priorities. And some folks you check in with, Some folks you need to really work with, and other folks you just need to inform. There are different groups and there are different levels of participation. We're going to get into that. Melina's going to take us through an exercise on that. Yes, please. I would say that's probably the majority of the population. When you think of the 45, 47,000 folks, there are a lot of folks out there that we don't reach. Really great point. All right, well done. You guys did it. We're going to do our best to capture what just happened and all of these notes and the summary by folks. And I really appreciate everyone that volunteered and drove this exercise. So thanks very much. Melini, Ms. Sims. Well, let's head back to our chairs. And Ms. Sims is going to reflect some of the things she's captured and then take us to the next exercise.
All right. So I have to say, I thought I was a fast typer, and then we started doing this, or typist, I should say. So I would appreciate, just we want to make sure we're capturing everything you guys said. If you take a look at these statements, if there's any words, especially buzzwords that I missed, if you'd raise your hand only so I can type it in as you're going. Let me know. So we'll just take a couple minutes if you want to read through these. And these are some of the overall statements. And again, we'll be polishing these to turn them into the values that go in the plan. All right, Riley? Thank you for letting us know. All right, and then Anna?
Just under open discussion, the word transparency is kind of missing. You put
okay.
That word all over the place. Is transparency more than just open discussion?
All right. And so with that, I'll ask Carlos, do you mind putting the presentation back up on both screens, please? And just like last time, we'll be doing a recap at the beginning of the next meeting, so you'll have another shot to make it. And we'll be going through those to see if we find any nuggets also. So that leads to kind of where the conversation ended of who should be involved in the general plan process. So a lot of you said inclusive, include everyone. You're right. But how do we make sure we are including everyone? And that's where we want to kind of start identifying who are these folks. So in a minute here, I know you can't read what's on the screen. This is more for those at home showing what's on the screen. But these are printed in the back on big posters. So if you are familiar, these topics are similar to the topics we went through last time. So these are the stakeholder groups or representatives of each topic area, if you will. Now, there are some that are state required. So those are mandated by the state that we have to reach out to through this process. So we did try to clarify which ones are state required. But especially as residents in this community, I'm sure I'm almost definite we're missing some parks and rec groups or other groups that you may think of that you think should be included. So maybe start over here, but if you would please just peruse the boards. I'm not going to go through them all just yet. And take a marker, and if you think of somebody that we missed or a group that we missed, just write on the paper what group it is. And it doesn't have to be, you know, straight with the bullets. Just write it down, and then we'll go through those in a minute. So, yeah, and there's markers at all the tables. Yeah, and you can go for it. And for those online, you're also seeing the lists. All right, so if you have some ideas of stakeholders to add, oh, you can just write it on the paper. Yep. Yeah, you don't have to use the Post-its. You can mark up those papers as much as you like. No bad idea. Again, inclusivity and making sure that everyone's involved is not only was one of your core importance of the general plan, but it was brought up again tonight, so there's no wrong answer.
So if the church is not on the list, we could add that.
Oh, yes, please. Okay. Yep.
Or disabled groups.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, it was from the 2016. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. All right. And Philip, if you want to add any, you can call it out and we can write it for you. And and Board Member Roach, you can also, if you can unmute yourself, just call out your answers and we will write them for you. All right, so thank you. I should announce it. So the rest of the boards are now up. Hey, I can't do it with my own handwriting. I need you.
Thank you.
All right, maybe a few more minutes. If you think of anything, looks like we've slowed down a bit. All right. Let's see.
Southern Arizona Leadership Council.
Sorry. All right, I'm seeing most of the markers capped. So I'm going to stand over here and talk about them. So I'm just going to quickly go through them, and I know there are some people who had great ideas, but you may have used acronyms, and so I might have to call on you to explain that for me. But looking at the business and employment group, we have our regional
business and regional groups such as Sun Corridor, which was TRIO. Our major employers, which I see, I heard a couple people say grocery stores. That's a great ad, as well as El Conquistador was added. And then employees of all businesses. So in 2016, we're looking at larger businesses, but agreed. And with that inclusivity, we should be looking at all businesses, our entire workforce. Going over to development, growth, and housing groups, we added IREM.org. Who wants to? Oh, Jake, if you could let us know. What was that? Sorry. Institute of Real Estate Management. And I should add, I meant to earlier, is the ones in orange. So for those of you who just took Community Academy, you may recognize this exercise, as these lists were derived from the original or from the 2016 list that was put in your packet, but also includes some additions that the Community Academy in October gave us too. So that was also the Arizona Multi-Housing Association was added by Community Academy participants. And I'm not really going to focus on the state law ones because, again, those are prescribed for us. But, of course, if we have additions, looking at environment and open space. Oh. Arizona Housing Coalition. Great ad. All right, any others? Okay. Going over to environment, we have, last time we reached out to the Sonoran Desert Protection, Audubon Society, and Sonoran Institute. We also have the Sierra Club, Center for Biological Diversity, and Dark Skies Association added. There's also some additions to the state law requirement, which is the Arizona Land Trust and Ducks Unlimited.
Ducks Unlimited.
Oh, got it. No problem. Yes. Yep. Nope. No, good to make sure it's on there. Good. I would rather have them all up here multiple times and we miss one. So if you can't see it, don't worry about it. Yeah? All right. For water groups, Santa Cruz Watershed, Sonoran Institute, Tucson Water, Metro Water, and if somebody can... And that's the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality, for those who don't know that acronym. Arts and Culture, SACA, we have Southern Arizona Artists Guild, Sun City of Oro Valley, and Oro Valley Theater Company. All right, any other ads? Okay. Other interest groups. Oro Valley PD and the Fire District, as well as Mountain Vista and Rural Metro Fire Districts. AARP. Let's see, TEP, that's a good one. Pima County Food Bank, TV stations and radio stations, and then Senior Center and Special Group Associations. Now, for the special group associations, is there any specific ones you had in mind? For who wrote that one? Nope? Okay. All right, so we'll swing over to this side, schools. We have most of schools. Of course, there's been a couple new ones since the last time. Kids, students, adding Cross, and which is just...
I added Cross.
Okay.
I guess the idea is schools that are somewhat out of district, and Cross is just out of district, they have a lot of Oro Valley residents. There are schools that have Oro Valley residents at the school itself.
And then PTOs. Now, one question with schools, is there other groups within a school? And I'm also looking at the youth here. Are there groups or clubs within a school that you think would be especially interested?
What about the Pima County Community College?
Pima County Community College? Absolutely. And even beyond, you know, surveys is a great way to get engagement, but are there school events? Are there groups, clubs that you can think of that may be a good focus area to have those deeper conversations? Yeah. How? Yeah. Student Council. Great. High school government classes. Yeah. I'm ready. Yeah. Yes, they are on the business and employment. HOH? Yep. They're under other. Yeah. All right, churches. I see we've added some that are new or were used in 2016. Great. In Zion City and CDO Baptist. And then parks and recreation groups. So on here we have lots, youth sports groups, visitors who come to Oro Valley, bicycle clubs, riders block. Oh, that goes with the Once Upon a Time, Southern Arizona Veterans Memorial, and then Torca. Who wrote Torca? Yep. SMDB. Okay. And then Arizona Land Trust for transportation groups. The Tucson Airport Authority. Okay. Oh. Amtrak. And SunTran. Okay, so this, a lot of these are centric around vehicles, and transportation can also mean alternative modes of transportation. So are there pedestrian groups? I know we have the bicyclists, but are there any other groups? I think we have the loop on one of these, though, somewhere. Pickleball? Yeah, it's popular. Living Streets Alliance, that's a good one. So that's with the complete street design that was brought up last time with the traffic calming. Running groups. You can put those over here too. But yeah, the users of the multi-use path. The multi-use path usage has increased significantly since 2016. All right, and then
residents. We have households without children. That makes sense, inclusivity. Hispanic Latino community. Housing choice voucher holders. McKinney, is that Vento?
That's the McKinney Vento Act, and it covers a certain population that, and I'm not talking about the specifically those covered in the McKinney Vento, but the homeless population that you don't see on the streets, that's from house to house, they're constantly on the move, they live in hotels, they're cars, they live in Oro Valley.
Yeah, great.
Did we have part-time residents listed somewhere?
We can add those. Yeah. So, again, with inclusiveness and making sure we reach everyone, having materials in multiple languages, or at least Spanish, the minimum. All right, and then retirement home. So, that was just the first step of this exercise. The next step, we're back to dots. So now, I'm going to ask you, and I apologize if you'll just quickly turn around to look at the screen so I could explain this. So we have a set of dots here, and they're color-coordinated. And so kind of like what we ended the last conversation off was not only, do we want to make sure that we're including everybody, but how do we engage with folks? Because not everybody may not be treated equally in terms of our style of engagement. Now, I say that with the caveat that everyone has to be engaged with. Every stakeholder needs to be involved in the general plan. But now we're kind of going to look at how that level of engagement should be. So on the screen, you'll see kind of a hierarchy, if you will. There's the level of influence from low to high and level of interest from low to high. So those in that inform quadrant, those are our stakeholder groups that they might not be as interested and they may have likely have a low level of influence, but we want to make sure they're informed. So when we, especially next time we meet, start talking about communication methods, this is where this is going to play a more of a role. Your high level of influence. So somebody brought up, those who vote versus those who aren't voting, and you're low, but maybe they have a low level of interest. They're more of our monitor group. So we want to check in with them every once in a while, be routinely making sure they're getting information, just so that they have opportunities to provide feedback, and we're keeping them in the mix. Now work together, that's your highest level of influence and your highest level of interest. And those are the people that will be joining committees, that will be doing the deep dives, that are really out there giving us input during events, etc. And then lastly is maybe there's a high level of interest but a lower level of influence, and that's our consulting groups. So who do we need to go to? What experts do we need to go out to figure out what the policies are? Because their interest might be high in a certain topic area, but they're not maybe the voters or the residents in Oro Valley. So with that said, I want you on each of these, and we're only looking at the higher level group. So we're not putting a dot on all of these because that would make us all a little sick to our stomach looking at all those dots. But looking at just schools, just churches, parks, rec, I want you to come up to this table if you would and pick which category you think they fit in. And so green is work together. Blue is inform, yellow is consult, and red is monitor. Now, you'll put one dot, only one this time, on every single board. And don't worry, I also want to specify, don't worry about the state law required. You don't have to factor those as much into your decision, because, again, we have to go out to those anyways. All right. Are there questions? I can't tell if... Yes. Correct. Yep. Yep. So everyone here will put one dot on every single paper or, page, and you choose the color based on your choice of the categories.
Talking
categorically. So schools, churches, keep in mind who's under all these headings. But so one dot per poster. Correct. Just the big categories. Sorry. Take that right as you're walking towards me.
Thank you.
All right. So you guys made it easy for us on some of the topics, but or on some of the stakeholder groups, but on others, it's a little harder to tell. So, I don't have to speak your backs. I appreciate it. But so transportation, it seems like there is a mix. Some put work together closely. Others had monitor, consult, and inform. We have representation of all. So what I'd like to do is we have 20 minutes left in this meeting, try to get through these groups that have a mix and try to come up with a consensus, come to a consensus of where you think they should fit in. So for those of you who chose, consult, why did you choose that? Give us your 2-minute elevator speech on why transportation groups isn't consult. And any whoever put the yellow sticker on it. Yes, Anna.
I put consult on there. We don't have a lot of transportation that really happens up here in Oral Valley at SunTran. A lot of our residents don't really use it. And this is really geared. The 10-year plan really helps shape our policy over the next 10 years. So it's just not the service I think the majority of our residents use. And this is geared towards our residents.
Okay. Is there, yes, Mr. Loomis. They have the money. And so which color did you put on there?
Green.
Green. Green. Work closely because they have the money. Anybody who put a blue dot on there? Can you talk through your reasoning? All right. So we heard they have the money for green, and then that it's more of a policy document, not as many transportation. So is there a general consensus? It looks like it would be either yellow, maybe consult, or monitor and inform. Yes.
Should Amtrak be on there? I mean, as we go forward in the future, we're probably going to need a rail system here in Phoenix. And those are the groups that will have to spearhead.
Yeah. What is... Consult.
Mostly because we're also informing them and learning how might they serve.
Yeah. And remember, consult is they might have a high level of interest but a low level of influence. So just to remind folks. So are we all, I see shaking heads. So consult. All right. So Ms. Ancona, if you'd move that one to consult. Parks and Rec was also, Parks and Rec looks predominantly working together. Are we all in agreement with that? Okay. All right, churches, there we go. So this one also had a smattering. There is inform, work closely together, and then a couple consult. So who chose inform for this one? Inform, blue dots? No? And work closely together?
Okay.
Yeah, and Anna? Oh.
Just to add to that, that's where a lot of people who go to the churches like to get to be involved in the community. So those are types of people that would be more willing to serve on community boards, whatever, to be involved in.
All right, I'm going to go Kim and then Jake. And Jake?
I feel green because, of course, with churches, you want a lot of people. Usually you'll find a lot of people there. And, of course, they can spread word of mouth to other people who we don't normally get to. And, of course, it can spread like wildfire and flower to some people who don't attend church or family members who don't go to our meetings or we don't, those people that we don't reach. We usually there. Their outreach is sometimes better than ours.
Okay. Any other comments on the churches? So I'm hearing, just from those who spoke, it's maybe more work together. Right? Okay. All right. And schools. This one was probably the most all over. But so let's see. There's a good amount of yellow on here. So under consult. That, and there's also some work together. And again, I want to preface that this doesn't mean we won't be engaging with all of these groups. It's just when we get to the communication methods on how the level of engagement. So also inform. So consult seems maybe the one that's highest, but is there any comments on this one in any direction? Yes. And how?
I sort of like inform.
Inform?
Because it is a way to get the word out.
Okay, yep.
Why would we choose schools any different churches? Sorry to interrupt you.
Okay, and Riley?
I just think, I agree that schools are large, but have a large influence on this on the general plan. However, if we're like talking about the students being involved, I found this probably a low level of just because those teenagers, they don't really understand the impact they can have on town core values, so that's why.
And Kim?
I apologize for speaking to you, but I was going to say, if we're using the rationale for churches to work together, why is that any different for schools?
Any thoughts? The demographics are a little bit different, you think? Okay. Jake?
I like schools work together because, of course, I see you have PTOs on there. Sometimes mm-hmm. the parents are a little too busy, but the PTOs can help inform the families of things that are happening in the town and also give their input maybe through and there's communication. And mm-hmm. I think that they can do better, especially for all the other groups that are listed on the right-hand side of the road tonight. Mm-hmm. We definitely want to engage the families to make sure that the children go through the sessions in schools if they want to stay in all of that.
So, to clarify, am I hearing that what you're thinking for schools is it's an avenue to reach those people? So maybe it's, and correct me if I'm wrong, I want you all to let me know, maybe it's inform, but we're using the schools as the avenue to inform to get more of the families, the residents, the youth to work together. Does that summarize what Okay. So, and Councilmember Nisland? Okay, so, no, excellent point. And so inform, is everybody in agreement as that, as you're using the schools as the avenue to get the higher involvement? Okay, so we're going to move over to inform, and then we have arts and culture. And arts and culture. So who wants to speak about arts and culture and where you think it should fit in? Dick, I'm going to call on you. Arts and culture. You think it should be in work together? Which dot did you put on? Work together? Consult? Okay. All right, consult, and then there's a fair amount of also monitor on there that they're checked in with routinely. All right, and Mayor Lumens? Absolutely. So is everybody shaking their head in agreement with consult? All right. Let's go on. We have two more, environment and open space. There's a lot of work together, but also a lot of inform and monitor. So environment and open space. What were your thoughts on this one? Who chose work together closely? All right, Riley?
I feel like they would have a high level of interest because they want to limit the expansion of like, infrastructure and stuff to preserve the wildlife and the environment and space. So that's a big part of the valley. And I chose the high level of interest because, influence, sorry. Because, I don't know, that's also like in the last thing you talked about there, how that's a really important part of the valley. So I feel like everyone would be willing to listen to them to work well together.
Okay. So, everybody in agreement with work closely together? Oh, Hal? Thoughts?
I'm in favor of inform.
Inform, okay. All right. Other thoughts of inform or work together closely? Yeah. Or do you have your hand up? I can't tell. Okay. All right. Well, you guys have to tell me, is it work together or inform? What are your thoughts? So inform is making sure they get information. Doesn't mean they can't engage as well. And work together closely is more of asking people to be on committees, getting them, you know, truly involved into the process to help with that policy creation. So work together. Yep, okay. If we can move that over to work together. And the last one is development, growth, and housing. So that also had a lot of work together, but also had a lot of inform. So it's almost similar to the environment group. Other thoughts on the development, growth, or housing? That anybody was, yes, Hal?
Yeah, I think work together. These guys are investing in our community, they get a lot of money involved, and they'll have interest in one another.
Okay, and Jake, yeah. Okay, and there other any other thoughts on development and growth groups? Yes.
Well, we're 95% built out. Mm-hmm. This is our general plan going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do have to work with developers, but it's kind of a different kind of work with because there's not much to work with.
Yeah, so then are you thinking it's
maybe consult?
Yeah. Consult, we have some consult. And
mm-hmm. which is likely to happen in the future, they're going to be the point of the spear. So
right.
I would work together with them.
And the point of 95% built out, you know, we, they don't get quite that high, but what development occurs is going to be in very obvious locations. It's going to mm-hmm. affect surrounding neighborhoods. They're going to have an impact on the community. So this is how it
is. Okay. So it looks like it's work together.
Yep.
Okay. So Ms. Ancona will move that one over there. All right. And so to not have you continue to swing around, I want to thank you all for walking around and getting together with us tonight. But also I want to remind you that the next meeting is not next week. We're taking a
everybody notice there's only one category that's 100% green. What is it? Would everyone agree that this needs to be pasted up here? Everything else is underneath. It's not that everything underneath is not important. It's very important. This is the only one that's 100% green. Is that one, if there were a pyramid with only one top, would residents be up here?
Yeah.
Yes. Would everyone agree with that?
Yes.
All right. That's important. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to remind everybody we're not meeting next week. We're taking a week off, but we'll come back on February 9th. The survey is officially closed, well, maybe as of midnight, but that's why we're taking the week off. We want to make sure we get all the survey results sift through and come up with what the key takeaways are so we can share it with you. At our next meeting, we'll be back in council chambers in this room, and we're going to be talking about those results and communication methods. So keep this level of engagement in mind. And then just on the survey, I just want to let you know just quickly, we've had 683 respondents. And interestingly enough, the majority of the respondents either didn't live here or weren't involved last time. So that was a fun fact to send you home with. So with that, I'm going to adjourn the meeting at 8 o'clock.